Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Terrorists staged multiple simultaneous attacks in Paris Friday night, killing scores of people with automatic gunfire and explosions. At least 100 people died at a single location after gunmen attacked a Paris music hall and held many hostages before police stormed the building, ending the standoff. Two attackers were among the dead. Up to 1,000 people were in the audience there at the Bataclan Concert Hall, where performance by an American band was interrupted by automatic rifle fire. Many people escaped during that shootout. Speaking through an interpreter, French President François Hollande said he was declaring a state of emergency and ordering France's borders closed, an unprecedented act in the 21st century.
I'm asking here for you to maintain your trust in what the security forces can do to protect the populations from terrorist attacks. Long live the Republic, long live France.
One of the first bombings was just outside a sports stadium where President Hollande and a large crowd were watching a football match between France and Germany. Attackers also targeted restaurants and bars in a crowded central area of the French capital, the death toll expected to rise. At the White House, President Obama said the coordinated attacks in Paris were an outrageous attempt to terrorize citizens.
This is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
At the United Nations, a spokesman said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the terrorist attacks, no one claiming responsibility. This is VOA News. The man known as Jihadi John, a leading spokesman for the Islamic State, has apparently been killed in a drone attack. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group, said officials believe a drone strike in Syria late Thursday killed the Islamic State spokesman. However, Warren said the Pentagon is still waiting full confirmation.
You know, as is always the case, we have to wait. We've got several methods that we use to try and determine whether or not the strike successfully killed the target that we wanted killed.
Jihadi John, identified by Western intelligence agencies as Mohammed Mwazi, was targeted while apparently riding in a car in the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. Kuwaiti-born Mwazi, who has a British citizenship, has been one of the top targets of Western intelligence agencies since he appeared in videos depicting the beheading and other killings of Western hostages. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters had seized Sinjar from the Islamic State militants who had controlled the Iraqi town for more than a year. Kurdish forces said they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar, suggesting Islamic State fighters may have retreated or possibly are biding their time for new fighting. World powers will seek to narrow their differences on Syria today when they begin a second round of talks on establishing the framework for a political resolution to Syria's prolonged and costly civil war. The talks in Vienna are expected to focus on identifying Syria's moderate opposition groups as well as those who are considered terrorist entities. The United States and its allies may seek to bridge differences with Russia and Iran over the political future of President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran are Assad regime supporters. The U.S. says the Syrian leader must go. As it has in many major recent global events, social media is playing a larger role in the terrorist attacks in Paris. It is not a claim of responsibility, but an Islamic State supporter used Twitter to express joy over the bloodshed. He tweeted the words, "Paris is burning," and used the hashtag, "Paris is burning." That hashtag has been co-opted by supporters of IS. Facebook activated a safety check that allows people in Paris to check in and mark themselves as safe, which then allows their friends on the social network to see that they are okay. French President Hollande has been using Twitter to keep his fellow citizens up to date on the situation. And several U.S. presidential candidates, including Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republicans Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Ben Carson, use Twitter to express their feelings. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, I have two special guests, Amina Figueroa and Michelle Camilo, two fantastic pianists who've made quite a name for themselves since coming to America and leaving their original homelands. When you're a musician and you want to make jazz your career, it seems that no matter where you are around the world, in your mind at some point comes the thought, maybe I need to go to the source of this music, to the United States of America, set up shop, and further my career. Well, that's exactly the thought that popped into the head of Amina Figueroa, as well as Michelle Camilo. Amina, coming originally from Azerbaijan, and Michelle from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. They made America their home, and now the world is their audience, because they've become famous worldwide jazz musicians, great pianists in the spotlight on this edition of Jazz America. Let's begin, though, with some brand new music from a gentleman who's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays various saxophones as well as flute, and he is a great composer, too, though he does other people's music at a high level as well as doing his own. He is Don Braden. His new release is called Luminosity. Don Braden and the Organics Quartet, with Dave Stryker on guitar, Cecil Brooks III on the drums, and Kyle Kohler on the organ. And, as he says in the notes of this album, bright, energetic, groovin' music intended to inspire strong, positive energy. Well, we can all use a little bit of that, can't we? Let's enjoy Don Braden and this great band as they give us a groovin' version of Chick Corea's composition, Bud Powell, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back. Came out originally by Duke Ellington back in 1942, but in the year 2000,
the great pianist and vocalist from New Orleans, Mac Rabinac, also known as Dr. John, decided to pay homage to Duke Ellington by doing a whole album of his songs. Dr. John and the album Duke Elegant. That was his version of the Duke's Don't Get Around Much Anymore in a very playful manner. Hope you enjoyed that, and I think we've had a very uplifting beginning to this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Hope you enjoyed those first two songs, and I know you're going to enjoy the conversation with two great international pianists, Michelle Camilo and my first special guest, Amina Figueroa. I caught up with her backstage at the Jazz Standard in New York City as she was performing the music of her new release, Blue Whisper. We'll hear a cut from that after we talk to Amina here on VOA's Jazz America.
Did you like it?
Did I like it? I was overwhelmed, and so was everybody else here with the sounds of the Jazz Standard in the background. I'm talking to Amina Figueroa. She just asked me the silly question, did I like it? What a beautiful performance with a wonderful sextet. Just high-level improvisation.
Thank you.
Beautiful, rich writing. Another impression I had was that this music is classic and modern at the same time. And quite often, to make something quote-unquote modern music, you have to electrify it, you know, bring in some beats or some electronics or some sort of thing like that. But this is acoustic music, except for the spoken word, which is part of one of the pieces. How can something be modern and classic at the same time? Well, you've solved that riddle, it seems.
I don't know. You observe this. It's hard for me to tell because it's my music. Yeah. But I think it's just most important to me is to drink all the reality and to, I don't know if it's the right word, but I feel like I'm like a sponge that absorbs all this reality.
And that's the right word.
The reality is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And reality is hearing my voice. And reality is the hustler. This is all reality. And that absorption probably helps in a way to, you know, bring modern sound because this is what it is today.
Mm.
So there is no way you can do it in a tradition of 1920 or whatever, you know. It's I think that time tells you what to do. It dictates you. It's, besides that, it inspires you. It also tells you what direction to take. And then many directions, then there is a choice, of course, of many directions, and then you have to, you know, decide, where do I go? But I think it's just very natural to bring the time you're in over into the music.
You're speaking in deep terms that only a real artist can speak in, and that's why people like me come to take your art in so we can get a little inkling of what's going on in that brain of yours. Thank you so much for sharing your artistry and your deep thoughts and your beautiful music with us, Amina. This is a beautiful work, Blue Whisper. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And after leaving her original home in Azerbaijan to go to the Netherlands, to Rotterdam, where she met her husband and musical collaborator too, flutist Bart Plateau, she has taken in many influences and, as she said, as a sponge, absorbed the influence of the things that she sees that are around her today, like what she mentioned in our conversation, The Hustler. Here is the song, The Hustler, from Blue Whisper, Amina Figueroa, on Jazz America, from VOA 1. There's some more music from another international pianist who spent quite a bit of time during his wonderful, glorious life and career in the USA. From Montreal, Quebec in Canada, Oscar Peterson, alongside Ray Brown on bass and Milt Jackson on the vibes. From the Very Tall Band, they call them, three tall gentlemen of enormous talent, recorded live at the Blue Note, the great New York City jazz club, back in 1998. That's Oscar Peterson and the song SKJ, recorded live. Hope you enjoyed that. More coming up with another of our international keyboardists, Michelle Camilo from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, will be joining us soon. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Hi, I always listen to your program. I like it, and you always the best. Your music selections are unique. Everybody loves it, and it makes us relax. Now please play me Ethiopian jazz king Mulatu Astatke. I'm Wandi Jerem from Addis Ababa. Wandi, thank you so much for writing and for loving the music, and rightfully so. You are proud of the king of what's been called Ethio Jazz, Mulatu Astatke. So it's my great pleasure to play for you one of the cuts from his brilliant album, Sketches of Ethiopia. Enjoy it now, and all the folks listening, I have a feeling on one of our great affiliates, Shager FM in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, enjoying this week's edition of Jazz America. Ladies and gentlemen, Mulatu Astatke, one of the great international stars of jazz.
with its cool evening light. Shining at night in Tunisia, never does it shine so bright. The stars are aglow in the heavens, but only the wise understand that shining at night in Tunisia, they guide you through the desert sand. Words fail to tell a tale too exotic to behold. Each night's a deeper night in a world ages old. The cares of the day seem to vanish. The ending of day brings release. Each wonderful night in Tunisia, where the nights are filled with peace. Exotic to behold. Each night's a deeper night in a world ages old. Where the nights are filled with peace, stars are all aglow.
Dizzy Gillespie's Night in Tunisia with lyrics by John Hendricks. Interpretation by a birthday girl. Happy 89th birthday on the 11th of November to Ernestine Anderson from Houston, Texas. For over five decades, she's been making great jazz and blues at a high level, four-time Grammy nominee, and birthday girl, as I just said. Happy birthday to her. I hope you enjoyed a cut from Now and Then as she gave us A Night in Tunisia. This is Russ Davis, and let's now have some conversation backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival just this past summer with Michelle Camilo. I had the wonderful joy of being invited to come to his hometown, Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, for the jazz festival curated by Michelle Camilo, and you're going to hear a song called Caribe. When he played this song for the audience inside the Grand Concert Hall, they rose to their feet as if they were hearing the national anthem of the Dominican Republic. That song is so famous, and every time he would walk around in the airport or backstage or on the streets in Santo Domingo, it was as if the president were there. He is that popular in his home country. Well, his home now is the United States of America, New York City to be specific, and the famous story is one we've shared with you in the past here on Jazz America. Michelle Camilo was performing at the U.S. Embassy in Santo Domingo, and the Voice of America's own Willis Conover was there to witness his performance, approached him and said, "What are you doing here? Why don't you come to the USA?" He certainly did, and the rest is history. I want to share with you that conversation I had with him at the Newport Jazz Festival, then the song Caribe from Michelle Camilo here on VOA's Jazz America. Now, I, of course, follow you on Facebook. We're friends, folks, and you are constantly showing up from some other part of the world. I know you've said to me before, Spain is like your second home beside the Dominican Republic, and you're pretty much loved in Japan, too, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. Japan is a big audience for us, you know, because they love jazz there. They love the creativity that comes with jazz. And our fans are for the lifetime, you know, because the audience just keeps on growing. And it's wonderful to see the age group as well. The demographics are amazing. You know, my fans start like at 12, 13 years old, and they go all the way to 65, 70. And it's wonderful because, you know, I always say the guys that started when they were teenagers with me, now they carry their sons and daughters to come and see me. And that's wonderful to see. And it's wonderful for the music, too.
Michelle, this is not a silly question. What is the secret to maintaining such energy? Were you just born with this kind of creative energy and happiness? Some people are just despondent. Life is hard. I never get the idea that life is hard for Michelle Camilo.
No, it's never hard. You know, for me, I come from the islands. I come from the Dominican Republic,
Yes.
You know? I'm following my dream. I remember the first time I saw this film about the Newport Jazz Festival, you know, the black and white film?
Yes.
With Duke Ellington playing there, and I said, I have to play there someday. And that was my dream, and here I am. You know, so it's never a struggle. On the contrary, it's following your dream. Your inner soul, you know, commands you, and I just let it flow. And you know, the more the better. So for me, it's like a dream coming true, literally.
Asked and answered. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of your time here in Newport. And Michelle Camilo, it's always great to see you, my friend.
Same here, Ross. Always all my love. And to your listeners, thank you for following us and supporting our art.
Yes,
you
got it.
Thank you.
And from his album, One More Once, Caribe, Michelle Camilo on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Hello, this is Jean-Luc Ponty, and you are listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
We'll be right back.
Conti from France with Barelli Legrand and Stanley Clark from D Strings, their latest with Blue Train. More international jazz stars who came to America next hour on Jazz America.